What's going on, everybody? Before the show starts, 440-665-6243, shoot me a text. Let me know what topics you guys want covered. Let me know what kind of guests you guys want, and we'll make it happen. Got some exciting news to share on this podcast. Got some Instagram questions, you know, the whole deal. Also, we have the GoFundMe to raise money for some children, all right, man? So any little bit on there is going to help. I don't even think we've had one donation yet, and I'm ashamed. Ashamed of my listeners, because you sons of bitches aren't donating anything to these poor children, okay? So go donate money. So I have something to take to the homeless shelters, okay? Please. Now, let's start the show. What is happening? How is everybody doing today? So, I feel like there's a lot of sports stuff that I want to cover this time. Let's actually, you know what the first sports thing we're going to talk about today? My fantasy football team delivering the W, okay? How exciting is that, you know? This team that I've had so many ups and downs with this year, mostly downs, okay? Mostly downs. They finally got a W, and I couldn't be more proud of my guys. Kyle Allen, not the best bye week plug-in, you know? Had me sweating a little bit, let's not lie. David Johnson, in other news, is still... He's still worthless, okay? He's still a worthless fantasy player. And honestly, as far as the Arizona Cardinals are concerned, he's worthless for them too. You know? I mean, he's the new Keenan Allen on my team. The guy can't do anything. He put up a big old goose egg. Don't know if he even touched the ball once. I'll tell you what, man. John Brown, kudos to you. Listen to these stats. These don't make you hard. I don't know what will. 9 receptions, 137 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Not one, but 2. Yeah? Wait, Keenan Allen. So I went into Monday Night Football sweating. All right? If I would have played Devontae Parker over Jarvis Landry, like I was planning on doing, I wouldn't have been sweating it. You know, I would have needed like 12 points from Keenan Allen against the Chiefs defense. No big deal, right? No. I needed 20.6 to beat this guy. Keenan Allen's had, let's see how many 20-point games this year he's had. He's had 3. This was his 3rd, okay? Keenan Allen, 8 catches, 71 yards, and a touchdown. And let me tell you something. There is nothing more satisfying in fantasy football than beating someone by less than a full point. You hear me? And yeah, look, I haven't had much opportunity to talk shit this year because my team's been in shambles. But listen here to 2016 Browns, what is it, Redux? Who is this? Listen here, Mike Michalek. Suck it. Suck it. You know, man, sometimes, every now and then, all the pieces fall in place. And your team just shine, you know? Now, do I think I'm going to make the playoffs? No. But am I hoping to pull a couple people out of the playoffs? Yeah. Yeah, I'd say I am. That's the goal here now. I know my season's done, so let me wreck yours. Let me wreck your season. I don't want to beat the bottom of the barrel. I want to beat the top. I mean, so dumb. So dumb. If you guys are playing fantasy football, let me know how you guys are doing. And if you play daily, or if you want to hear about daily, I could do some research, you know? I could do some research for you. If you guys want to talk a little bit of flipping anymore, we can do that too. Actually, one of the guys at my gym wants to come on the podcast and talk a little bit about flipping. So if you guys want that podcast, let me know. I might get the Bonafide Hustler on again as well. Me and him have been talking a little bit. Man, I actually have like some pretty fun guests in the works. And I don't want to say it because I don't want them to fall through. I also might have a sponsor coming your way. Okay? Can we find a little golf clap for my first sponsor? You know, a little, nothing crazy, just a, there you go, John, there you go. Now, does this sound like a guy hitting it from the back? Sure it does, but it's not. It's just a nice little golf clap, innocent little golf clap, that's all that was. So, I wanted to talk a little bit about, I mean, I guess while we're on the topic of football, the Myles Garrett thing. I mean, there's like, this thing upsets me so much. Because like, I'm not going to lie, Thursday night, the Browns are up 21-7 at the middle of the fourth quarter. Did I go to bed? Yeah. Yeah, I did. I woke up to a shitload of Bleacher Report updates. You know, I'm thinking, all right, well, what's going on here? This can't be good. Myles Garrett in a fight, you know. Myles Garrett ejected. Okay, well, this is weird. You know, it's not something you want to hear as a Browns fan. Especially when, like, he's not a dirty player. I mean, is he? I don't know. I don't think he is. We know, like, I don't know if this is, like, how the NFL fan base views him, but people in Cleveland view him as, like, the nice guy that likes dinosaurs. Jurassic Miles, or whatever he calls himself. You can't have, like, the fun-loving guy and then be, like, Ndamukong suing people. You know? You can't be doing dirty shit. Then I watched the video, and it was like, the video, the first time you watch it, when you see him hit fucking Mason Rudolph in the head, it was disturbing. Like, when you just see the fast motion replay of it, it's like, what the hell was he thinking? You see every angle of it, you know, in the fast, like, the first time you see it, it's like, what is going on? But then more angles of the video come out. They slow it down. they show you that Myles Garrett might have not have instigated this whole thing. I mean, what it looked like after, like, I had a couple, like a day to sit on it. Mason, it's the end of the game. Mason Rudolph throws a screen pass. Miles, okay, Siri. Miles thinks he still has the ball because, you know, he's a defensive end and he's got it. He's right there, okay? Mason throws the ball real quick. Miles still takes him to the ground. Whatever. I mean, don't even do that. It's the end of the game. But Mason throws a screen. Miles tackles him, thinks he still has the ball, thinks he's getting a sack to end the game. Mason was probably frustrated because he threw like 3 or 4 interceptions that game? He had a terrible game. Probably his worst performance ever, and it was against the Browns. I mean, that would be frustrating. So, and he's like, he thinks Miles just did like a cheap shot on him. And he tries to rip off Myles Garrett's helmet. Now, Mason Rudolph is not Myles Garrett, so he did not succeed in that. Myles Garrett is Myles Garrett. So he says, oh, you want to rip my helmet off? Cool, check this out. Yoink. Look what I got, buddy. I took your helmet. So Myles Garrett, frustrated, he got kicked in the dick. He got kicked right in the junk by Mason, which might have not been intentional, and it might have, you know, just been him like flailing around like, I don't know. We'll never know. So Miles rips his helmet off. Mason goes after him. And Myles Garrett clunks him on the top of the head with the helmet. And it was like the padded part of the helmet, I guess. And people keep saying like, well, what if it was the top? What if it was the crown of the helmet? But the reality is it wasn't, okay? And I get it. Like, he needed to be suspended after that. You can't not suspend him. But indefinitely suspend him for the rest of the season, including playoffs? Come on, man. Come on. And you got to make an example of him because of how it looked. And I get that. But then, like, to not give Mason Rudolph any type of punishment? You're going to give him a fine? What is that? What kind of message are you sending here? It's just, it's just a freaking bummer, man. And then Mason Rudolph, the press conference, saying it was Bush League and how he's a coward and how he's not going to back down from a bully trying to play the victim. Dude, you started that fight and Miles ended it. Now, Miles, next time, don't swing the helmet. You know, don't swing the helmet. That was a bad idea. You have the helmet. He doesn't. Walk away. Throw the helmet. Don't hit him in the head. That's not the move. You know? That is not the move, buddy. And Mason, you learned a lesson too. When you don't have a helmet and the other guy is fully equipped and has your helmet, also, walk away. You know, that's my take. That's my take. But they're all idiots. They're all idiots. And I just think, if you're going to suspend Myles Garrett for that, you got to suspend Mason Rudolph too. Not the full time, not as long as you did for Miles, but you have to, right? Am I wrong here? I don't think so, because you know what? I'm not wrong. It's my podcast. What I say goes. Boom. Period. Now, the Colin Kaepernick thing, I mean, what the heck was that? What the heck was that, man? If you're unaware, Colin Kaepernick, the dude that... Excuse me. Colin Kaepernick, the dude that has been kneeling for protests about police brutality. Most of you probably wouldn't know that that's why he was kneeling. Because no one knew why he was kneeling. Until he explained why he was kneeling. So, he thought the reason he wasn't in the NFL was because of that. And everybody else, most rational people thought, you know, he's probably better than some of the backups in the league, you know, right now. He's not a starting quarterback. He's better than some of the backups that are there right now. So should he be on a team for his talent? Probably, you know. But also teams didn't want to deal with that. The media, like, negativity cloud that comes with signing Colin Kaepernick. You know, if you sign him, that means you're signing the guy that's kneeling for the national anthem. You know, some people hate it. Some people love it. I mean, it's a tough one. So anyway, he held this workout. It was so weird. He held this workout. And it was like he was just this, like, guys were running like posts and fades, and he was just throwing. It was so weird. It was like a video you'd see on Twitter, like while you're scrolling, and it's like, "Yo, check this girl's cannon out," and it's like her just throwing like a normal pass. That's what this was. It was so strange to me. It was basically him showing that he could still throw the ball. Dude, you were a professional quarterback. Regardless if you're good or not, you should make those passes without any pressure. You're literally like, he was holding, it was like holding the ball in backyard football when you don't have a center and you're like, hike, and then the guy runs. It was so strange. And then after, he does this speech, like, dude, the speech was weird as hell. He's telling all the owners to stop running. Stop running. How his camp is so ready. Yeah, dude, your camp should be ready. He's like, yeah, my agent will talk to anyone. My agent won't talk to any team. As if he had a choice of what teams he was trying to play for. As if Colin Kaepernick could be like, yeah, you know what? I don't want to talk to the Browns. I don't really want to play for them. Or like, I don't want to really play for them. I don't really like the Dolphins, so can we just try to get somebody else? It's like, no. Any offer, you'll probably take it. And it was weird, and people were like, "Does this hurt or help his situation?" I don't think it helped his situation. It just looked like an average dude throwing footballs. It looked like a above average QB throwing footballs. It was so weird. The dude's supposed to make those throws. It wasn't like proving anything. At least not to me. I watched like some of the highlights of it. I didn't watch the full thing. I don't know if there's more that I missed, maybe. But what I saw looked like a dude just basically throwing fades. I don't even know if he... Let's be honest. Does Kaepernick really want to play football? Or does he like the attention that comes with him not playing football? Because I really don't know the answer. I want to say that he wants to play football, but like... it just seems like he likes the attention of not playing football, like having people on his side. I guess we'll see, though. I guess we will see. Other sports news. I can't believe this, actually. And, like, I wasn't expecting it, but, like, I'm not really that shocked the way it's been. Well, what I'm talking about is Ben Askren retiring from MMA due to quote-unquote hip problems. So Ben Askren, for those of you who don't know, I think it was it one or was it Bellator that he was in? I forget if it was 1FC or if it was Bellator. It was one of those. It wasn't the UFC. He was undefeated. He was like 19-0, or maybe it was 20-0. And he just looked like he was going to be the guy, you know? He looked like he was going to come in and just like own in the UFC. And it just didn't go his way. He won that first one, which was so weird. It was so weird how he won that one. Remember when he was like basically choked out, and then I forget who he choked out, and it was just like, I don't know. It was weird, man. So that was, that was weird. And then he lost two in a row. The last one being, was the last one the knee to the face that he looked like he, the three-piece combo or whatever against Masvidal? My goodness. He just, man, it was just a bummer. It was like a letdown because we wanted him. I mean, even if he didn't, like, run the table of the UFC, it was still, we still wanted, like, some type of, we wanted some type of career for the guy. He just didn't get it, man. He didn't really get a chance to do any, or maybe he did. You know, he fought a couple guys, didn't get it done, and maybe that's it. You know, maybe it's just as simple as like he couldn't hang with the top tier, that upper echelon of fighters that are in the UFC. You know, he ran the table with, again, I think it was 1FC. And he looked amazing. Maybe those guys, the drop off from the UFC really is that big. Maybe that's why everybody wants to be in the UFC, even though like other companies would pay you more. Maybe just that highlight of the UFC is a big enough draw so that everybody wants to be there and the real killers are there. Again, it's a bummer, but I don't know. I guess we'll see. We'll see. I'm also curious if this retirement is actually going to last, you know? Or if it's going to be like the Conor thing where he said, I'm out, and then he gets healthy. Because that could be a thing, too. He says his hip problem, maybe his hips will, you know? Maybe they'll get good. Maybe he'll take some fish oil, some turmeric, and a couple CBD capsules, and he'll be good to go. Or maybe he has the hips of a grandpa. We don't know. But it's whatever. Back to, not back to, but to talk a little bit about, not even so much flipping, which, man, the sales really have, went to a snail pace. It's like, before I was getting, you know, a sale or two every, pretty much every other day for a while there. It's like a few sales a week is, and I'm lucky. I don't know if it's that I have more like summer stuff and it's starting to get winter. I don't know what it is. I also don't know if it's because my eBay is a mix of like clothes and trading cards. Like I have all those rookie cards and shit. I don't know if it's because a mix of that. I'm not sure. And I also don't know, maybe somebody else that has done this could tell me. I don't really know like what the benefit is of turning your eBay selling, like just normal part-time selling, into an actual eBay store. I don't really know what the difference is. Maybe if I do get the Bonafide Hustler back on, I'll ask him if it's worth it. You know, I don't know if you have to pay for that. So that could be something I could talk about. But I was listening to a podcast. It's actually called the MF CEO podcast. It's the motherfucking CEO. And it's the First Form founder. Let me look at it real quick because I forget what his name is. It's Andy Frisella. Or maybe it's Andy Frisella. So it's the MFCEO project. So it's basically like a self-improvement podcast. And he was really just saying like, you know, if there's something you are really passionate about, you need to figure a way to make money at it. And I know that's easier said than done, but like, what I'm saying at is, or what I'm getting at, what I'm saying is, you don't have to be the best at selling or the best at, you know, football, whatever it is. If you're the best at something, which I'm sure you are, I'm sure everybody is the best at something, then there's some way to make money off of that. You have to figure out what you're the best at. You have to try different shit. You have to really, really look inward on yourself and like just figure out what you're good at. Like, what are you the best at? What can you talk about in depth for a long, long time? And figure a way, you have to figure out a way to make money. And like, if it's talking about something, dude, start a podcast. If you find something interesting, chances are somebody else is going to find that stuff interesting too. There's 7 billion people, over 7 billion people in the world. You think you're the only one that finds something interesting? Get like a little community going. Start a website. Start a cult like myself. Even though I don't make money, we're just sucking and fucking combo. Boom, boom. The hedonistic lifestyle, baby. I'm just saying, if you're the best at something, which I'm sure you are, there's 7 billion, over 7 billion people, there's over 7 billion things you can do. Be the best at something. Make money. Make that cheddar, baby. The other thing that he said that actually kind of hit hard, especially for me right now, going from like being an EMT to working front desk at a gym and then also working at Vitamin Shoppe, like two, they're not glorious jobs, but they're jobs. And like I was kind of like embarrassed of that. But what he was saying is like, dude, if you're working, especially if you're working two jobs, Some people are working 3-4 jobs. Dude, even if those jobs aren't glorious, there's nothing embarrassing about that at all. Working hard is not embarrassing. And if you're working a job that you're not super thrilled about, like, remembering that your job is not you. It's not a reflection of you. Your job is what you're doing to make money, period. So if you're, you know, if you're struggling doing something, but you're working hard at it, dude, there is nothing embarrassing about that. Because there's other motherfuckers out there that aren't trying. You know, there's other motherfuckers out there that are just sitting on their ass collecting welfare checks. But that's not you. I mean, it might be you, in which case, get up off your ass and get a job. But, like, there's single moms out there. Shout out to all the single moms that are working their ass off to help their kids. Like, there's nothing embarrassing about that shit. I mean, they know that, right? Single moms know that. They know that that shit's not embarrassing. But, like, I don't know, man. You have to give yourself permission to take chances. And that's just in life. You know? Because, you know, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your parents, God, they're not going to give you permission. Yeah, dude, fucking give yourself permission. First off, give yourself permission that you're probably going to fail at shit. And then after you accept that, give yourself permission to try as much shit as you can until you find what you're really good at, what you're really passionate about, and then go execute a plan. And that, I mean, shit. Myself, I need to do that. So I'm not sitting here preaching to you to try to help you out. I'm fucking preaching to myself. You know what I mean? Like, this shit's not easy. Giving yourself permission to go fail? You serious? That's not easy. But you got to do it, man. And if you're in a job that you fucking hate, put your 2 weeks in tomorrow. Put your 2 weeks in and be like, yo. Because I guarantee, if you need a job that bad, if you have 2 weeks, this is my thought. This is probably not the best thought, but my thought is, like, if you put your 2 weeks in at a job you hate, I guarantee you're going to bust your ass. If you have bills, you're going to bust your ass to find a new job. If you complain every day about your job, get out of it. Put your 2 weeks in and look like hell. Apply to 20, 30, 40, 50 jobs a day. Again, dude, this is me talking to myself. This isn't even, I don't know if anybody's going to listen to this. This is me talking to myself at this point. Like, trying to fire myself up. Which, I mean, I kind of am. But, yeah, man. It's hard out there for a pimp. So stupid. Why am I the way that I am? You know, sometimes I just think that way. Why am I the way that I am? I had to pause the podcast because I was just dying. I inhaled some water. I don't know if you guys ever did that, but it sucks. Man, it's like I can't even talk now. So I asked some Instagram questions. Just like posted just like a question and then had people answer with that little question box where you can pretty much type whatever. And I asked, like, number one guilty pleasure. And these are what people... I'll do like two or three from each one. picking my nose in the car. Dude, I know they say, like, not to pick your nose, But, and this might get a little bit gross. Does it not feel amazing when you pick your nose? When you pick your nose and you get like one of those freaking nose goblins that are hiding up there in the cave. You know, like I said, it's going to get a little bit gross. But, Jesus criminy, I keep dying on this water. Can you drown from inhaling a little sip of water? That would, dude, could you imagine that? If you died from, like, inhaling a little bit of water and you just coughed yourself to death? Yikes. Whatever. Next one. Eating dryer sheets. Okay, obviously that's a joke, but also a little bit hungry now. And I wonder if, do you think if you did eat dryer sheets that your breath would smell really good? More importantly, do you think that your farts and or poop would smell better? If you ate like lavender dryer sheets, do you think your farts would smell like poop plus lavender? Or do you think it would filter out some of the bad? You know, these are things we should think about. Is there something that, here we go, now I'm trying to make you guys money. Make something that when you eat it, a pill you take every day, make your poop smell better. Probably going to destroy your insides. And then they're going to be like, oh my god, this one's gluten-free, vegan-friendly, fish, shellfish, peanut-free, soy-free. Because that's what everything is now, isn't it? Non-GMO. It's a non-GMO shit smeller. Picking a scab. Yo, I think I posted this on the freaking like respond to whatever. Somebody, I think it was my mom, told me some kid in her high school used to pick his scabs and eat them. What? I guess it's not as gross as like I'm thinking it is, but like it's just the idea of like you're eating just dried up blood pus. Yeah, it's pretty fucking gross. That's pretty gross. Now I'm thinking of like pepperoni pizza, and like if you replace a pepperoni pizza with fucking scabs. Okay. That was a real dry heave. Why does my... See, this is what I'm talking about. Why does my brain do this? Why did I just think of that? Yo, I don't know if you guys can hear that. This is hilarious. I don't know if you guys can hear that, but in my podcast room, wherever it's connected to, it looks like a... I don't know if it's hot water or cold water, but there's another thing. And anytime the person either above me or below me flushes their toilet, I don't know which one it is, I hear it through this fucking tube. And I don't know if they can hear me as well. If they could and they yelled back, like right now, that would be hilarious. It would be hilarious if somebody was like, I can hear you. I would be like, oh my god, that's amazing. Anyway, what's the worst thing to happen on a date you've been a part of? My buddy says, I lost a bet and had to go streaking. Now, I'm a child, and anytime somebody says streaking, I think immediately of old school when Will Ferrell's like, go streaking to the quads, to the gymnasium. More people are doing it. Everybody's doing it. We're going streaking. Also, I just would like, I mean, since it's my friend, I would like to hope that it was like a really cold night and his wiener was like all shriveled up. That'd be pretty funny too. You know? And that's not gay because we're friends. We're friends, right? girl tried to rob me all the while claiming a 4-year-old girl wanted to murder her. She's 26. Huh. Girl tried to call rob me. All the while claim. Call rob you? What the fuck could that mean? What did he mean to say? Call rob? Date rape? Well, if a girl... claiming while a 4-year-old girl is trying to murder her? It sounds like he hired a prostitute and she was high on bath salts to me. If you guys have any other ideas of what that could have been, Let me know. My friend couldn't stop pooping because of nerves. Is there anything worse than having to poop on a first date? Or any date? If you're like getting to know somebody. You just got like... You went to go get pizza and the sauce isn't sitting right. Or you got something greasy and you feel those freaking bubble guts. That... Oh, man. And you know the Hershey Highway is about to open up for business. Is there anything worse? Having to dump when you're trying to, like, meet somebody and, like, learn about them? And some girl's pouring her heart out to you and all you can think of is like, oh, my God, here it comes. Like, girl, if you don't shut up, I'm trying to listen to you, but I really gotta go. Man, that would suck. I accidentally hit my girlfriend with my car. Barely touched her, but she was on crutches. Here's the thing about this one. Barely touched her, but she was on crutches. Those two don't go together. How do you barely touch somebody and then put them on crutches? A little love tap didn't put her on crutches. Also... I don't know if it was really an accident. I think what really happened was you tried to hit her and put her out of her misery. Or maybe it means, maybe the only thing that would like justify this one is if he said, if he meant I barely touched her, but when he did hit her, she was on crutches. And, like, that's maybe why she fell. But I don't think that's what's happening here. I think he hit her so hard that it put her on crutches and then is claiming that he barely touched her. We need clarification. Best pizza toppings? Pepperoni, banana peppers. It's a classic for a reason, you know? Is like, the drunk pizza, that's probably the top, right? Pepperoni, banana peppers. I can't think of really anything that would top that one. Yo, listen to this one. Extra cheese, extra sauce, and pepperoni. Probably the reason I'm Team Husky. I'm going to out you on this one, Desmond. That is the reason you're on Team Husky. And guess what, buddy? I'm right there with you. You know why? Because when you order extra sauce, they have to make you a fresh pie, okay? Let me tell you a little something about pizza making. I worked at a pizza place for about 8 weeks, maybe 10. What we do in the morning, you go there, you prep a couple pizzas, okay? You get the dough ready, you get the sauce ready, you get the cheese on there, then you throw it in the cooler. So that way, all you got to do is throw the toppings on, throw it in the oven, boom, bam. But when somebody says they want extra sauce, baby, you got to make a fresh pizza, baby. Come on, honey. You got to make a fresh pizza if you order the extra sauce. Extra cheese? No. You just throw more cheese on it. Extra sauce? You can't take the fucking cheese off that you already put on. Am I right? That's really a secret only Team Husky people know. So I'm passing it off onto you guys. I am. Bacon black olives? Never tried it, but, I mean, do you guys hear this flushing? Yo, brother, if you hear me, we just all heard you take a dump. Anyway, bacon, he's flushing again. It's like he's trying to antagonize me. At this point, is that a courtesy flush? You know? Is it a courtesy flush? Maybe he's on a dump. Maybe he's on that date. And the nerves are making him have to poop. So he keeps running into the bathroom, drop a grumper, flush it, and now we're hearing it. Maybe we're hearing the exact story that we heard that the person left a comment about. You know, it's all come full circle. It all has come full circle. We got a couple more and we'll get out of here. Now that the podcast has gone full frickin' circle. Bacon black olives. Never tried it, but now I'm gonna.
this dick. No. Then I ask people to ask questions. And Jenna, the freaking jokester that she that she is, and let me tell you guys, she was real proud of this one. She said, check your Instagram questions. So I said, okay, cool. She said, and you had to promise to answer it too. Why I'm doing that voice? Don't know. So I said, okay, cool. And I don't know if you guys know this song, but she said, is that your and it is kind of funny. Is that your breath? Or did you just fart? Which I would say we could go out on that song, but we're not gonna, because there is a new song out that I really, really have been enjoying lately. And I think we're gonna go out on that one. And no, it wasn't my breath. I just farted. But if you didn't know that song, for sure go listen to it, because I think it's only on YouTube. So go listen to that. Remember, people, text me 440-665-6243. Send me topics you want. Send me different types of guests you guys want. And for Pete's sake, donate to the GoFundMe for the children. You monsters. And until next time, everybody. Peace. Money whipping. Bring out the lights decorated for Christmas. Flipping the bills like they in the Olympics. Shocking these bitches like Jiminy Crickets. Double it. Count out the papers like I were the government. Why you acting like a whole dude? Karate chop niggas sold you. Karate bop niggas go cool. I really rock with the whole crew. Yeah. I buy the menu at Nobu. Your VVS is tofu. Fake, phony fugazi. Bring out the chopper, they 180 move. I got the rockets, my rockets will shoot you like they name was Tracy McGrady. Wait, okay. I had to wait a minute. I had to make a milli. By the time I'm finished, I'ma make a billy. Oh, nigga, whip it. Bring out the lights decorated for Christmas. Flipping the bills like they in the